Welcome to Straight Talk on Health. I'm your host, Dr. Chet Solasco. Straight Talk on Health is a joint production with WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. With a PhD in exercise physiology and health education, I've been teaching people how to improve their health through diet, exercise, and supplementation for over 30 years. I look at the science behind all the headlines and the social media hype and let you know whether it's something to consider or not. You can check out other things that I do on my website, drchet.com, and please sign up for my free emails. Ralph Kaler is a friend of mine that I met through a Toastmasters club. He also happens to be 98 years old and can still deliver a very good speech. With the recent health emphasis on preventing dementia and Alzheimer's disease, I decided I would ask him some questions about living to 98 years of age. Here are his responses recorded during a live meeting. Today, I have the privilege of interviewing someone that I've known for a while, and in some way, he has managed to live to 98 years. Ralph Kaler. Ralph, how are you doing today?
A little discombobulated today.
Let's begin with, tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm basically a lazy person.
Okay.
I have three older sisters, and they did nearly all the work in the family. So it's sort of stuck with me. I tended to take the easy way through life. But on the other hand, I have worn myself out.
Okay.
You know, one thing you mentioned for receiving old age is remaining active, and I do exercise on a silver horse I call Silver, half an hour to an hour a day, 5 days a week. So I think I've already done what you would have suggested I do, and I've already done it.
All right, very good. And you've done it for today. Ralph, can you tell the audience one of the most interesting experiences of your life? You lived a long time. I'm sure there are many things you could bring up. Well, what one thing stands out to you?
Well, if I'm picking one event that resulted in being 98 years old, I was in a trip down the Colorado River with my grandson. We were visiting some friends, and they said, we went on a trip down the Colorado River. Last year, why don't you go along with us this year? And I said, yes. And my wife said, no. She said, why don't you take Andrew? Andrew is my grandson who had just graduated from high school. So we flew out to Vegas and then went by helicopter to help load up the raft for the trip down the river. It was a motorized raft, and I don't know how many. There were probably around a dozen of us on the raft.
Well, it's a big raft.
Yeah.
Okay.
Each night we slept out of on the sand looking at the stars. And then the canyon, the stars are so bright because there's no pollution in the air.
Yeah.
The first night, one guy used a pup tent, and he was looked upon with contempt by the rest of us from that point on. And every day we looked forward to hitting the rapids. And there were six of us that would go to the front of the raft. And
was that fish or water?
Water. Oh, okay. Not fish. No. And six of us would go to the rear of the raft, but the rapids were the high point, and every day we had slept on a sandbank, but the last night we were late getting there, and we ended up on a rock ledge, and I had a full bladder, so I wandered out into the Colorado River to relieve that, and I took one step too far and was swept out to the middle of the river.
Whoa.
And I don't panic. I don't swim. But
that's a problem.
Ordinarily, when you're potentially drowning, you're thrashing around and so forth. I didn't. I just kept concentrated on keeping my head above water, gathering how many extra seconds I could. And then I heard a call, relax. So I did. And somebody grabbed my neck, my shirt out near midstream and started to tow me in. And the raft captain, who'd gone down a couple hundred yards and flip-flops on broken rocks, made a perfect rope throw out in the midstream and pulled us in. And I mentioned that as the prime issue in my life, or the prime time, because beyond any question of a doubt, I would have drowned had my grandson not gone out for me. I didn't know it was him, and he didn't know it was me at the time.
Well, that is a significant event. If it weren't for that, you wouldn't be here talking.
Right.
Well, Ralph, let me ask you something. You've lived 98 years. What things have you done that you attribute your longevity to? Anything in specific?
Well, I've never been shot by a jealous husband. I would like to mention that one.
And that's a good one.
Hoping that holds. The odds are it will where I'm living now. What have I done to contribute being 98 years old? Just pure luck. My grandson hadn't saved me 40 years ago, but he gave me 40 extra years. I haven't been that active. I mean, I'm a total klutz. I never participated in sports. I went out for football once, and they used me for a tackling dummy for 2 days. But I was the guy, when they were choosing up sides, I got picked right after the last girl. But so I'm not a jock, and that's probably part of the reason that I'm not arthritic, because I haven't abused my body over the years.
Valid point. One of the things that I've noticed is that you like social interaction. In other words, you like talking to people, and you seem to enjoy that quite a bit.
It's kind of frustrating being in a place like I'm in. I talk, and there's hardly anybody else in the place that talks. Most of them are Vietnam veterans, and they have a lot of issues, physical issues from Vietnam, diabetes and Parkinson's and what all else. And they're all, I guess, a lot of them are a little depressed. Mm-hmm. So I get wonderful care there. I can't believe the care I get, but I don't get much social interaction.
So that's another good reason to stay in Toastmasters.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, you know, one of the things that I think we all would believe is that you got to have a goal. So at 98, what's your next goal?
Well, I'd like to live to be 103. I've had a couple of my friends that recently died in pretty good shape at 103. I don't want to go past that, because my experience is really, you are maxed out at 103. As far as I know now, I don't have any of the mental disabilities. I'm not as sharp as I used to be. I came to the realization that at 98, I can't rely on my memory. But if it happened 70 years ago or more, I remember it. I'm a walking encyclopedia of the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s.
Well, Ralph, listen, we really appreciate you joining us here on Straight Talk on Health. And with that, we bid you adieu.
How do you live to be 98 and still retain most of your mental faculties? Exercise is surely a part of that recipe. Just plain luck is also a part, as Ralph relayed. The rest of the story? Have some fun and find something that makes you laugh, even if it's laughing at yourself. Don't take yourself too seriously. And most importantly, keep learning at every age. That's all the time I have for this episode. If you like this podcast, please hit the share button and tell your friends and colleagues about it. Until next time, this is Dr. Chet Zelasko saying, health is a choice. Choose wisely today and every day.